This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I am so sick of my neighbor parking like a D-bag and taking up two spots because he thinks for whatever reason the world revolves around him, and it doesn't.
The entitlement is crazy.
It doesn't. It's Peak Swine Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I know a lot of us take pride in the things that we have, especially our vehicles. Yes, Breeze?
Yes, kind of.
Right.
Some of us more than others.
That's right. However, if you are making other people's life difficult in the process, then you're the problem. And it's one thing to park your vehicle further away from all the other vehicles to keep from getting scratched. But when you purposely park in two spots because you think that's going to keep people from parking on either side of you, you're an a-hole.
You have another thing coming. Buster.
This guy, man, does not care. And yesterday, I finally, because I'm running around, what do you think I want to do after work? I just want to be able to park and get upstairs and be home. I have things to do. Nope. I finally got fed up because this guy's taking up the last two spots. Didn't have to. So I wrote a letter. And I put it under his wipers.
What did you say?
Hold on. I'll pull it up because I took a picture of it after I wrote it.
Put the music underneath?
Yeah, I can play some music. Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
This is how it starts. I fully can appreciate the fact that you drive around a leased 2019 Audi. Okay, this is where I get a little passive aggressive.
Oh my God. No, he goes, this is where you're out of the gate. You started with.
But it doesn't give you the right to take up two spots. The parking in this lot, as you know, is limited, and you thinking it's okay to inconvenience your neighbors and have them park on the street because you don't want someone scratching your car says a lot about you. Park in one spot. And if you're so worried about having your car scratched, then you should think about moving somewhere where you can have your own private garage. And then I ended it with, good day.
He goes, this is where I get back. It hasn't even started. This is where. No hello.
I was pissed.
No hey. You had a pen and paper in your car?
No, I went upstairs, got it, because I had to park in front of the building on the street, and then came back down. See what I'm saying here?
Wow.
Don't do this. Don't be this guy. It's not
necessary. Have you ever heard the saying, you get more bees with honey than vinegar?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Yeah. He's not going to listen to you.
Enough was enough. Enough was enough. How many of you know who would do something like this? It's just not right. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Alex.
Alex, what's up, man?
What up, King?
Hey. Well, I'm just calling to end about what you guys were talking about.
Okay, great. Hey, Alex, do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, okay? Stay there.
Stay there.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick wager here. I'm betting that he's going to be a total douchebag on this call. If he is, you owe me $20 for lunch.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay, well, I think he's going to be a total gentleman. So if that's the case, you owe me $1,000.
Great.
Perfect.
Hey, Alex?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
All right. Well, I kind of like to remain a little bit anonymous about this, but...
Right. Alex wants to remain anonymous. No problem. Go ahead, Alex.
All right. Well, I got... quick question. What kind of cars do you guys drive?
Why do you need to know that?
Well, look, the only reason I'm asking that is because, like, people who don't really drive nice cars, they're never going to be worried about their cars getting scratched or, like, messed with at all.
I understand that, but, you know, it's what are we talking about here?
Okay, well, like, I got a 2021 BMW 330i.
Oh, that's so sick.
Right, of course.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, you know, how many people in the city just specifically want to mess with someone who has a nice car just because they're jealous or something?
Have you experienced that?
Oh, for sure. Look, you pay $80,000 for your car, and then, you're going to be concerned. You're going to look for that spot. You're going to take up two spots. You may park further down.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Alex, parking further down makes sense. Taking up two spots is ridiculous.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. It's very entitled.
Are
you kidding me?
You going out of your way to inconvenience everyone else is a douche move.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, if the cops cared at all, sure, then I'd take up, maybe I would do the one space. But, like, you can tell when people just don't care. Like, I had a woman the other day at the gym. I swear, she slammed her doors right into my car because she had some cheap little Ford, and she just was jealous about how well and how nice my car was.
So you think she did it on purpose? You think she slammed her door?
For sure. She was
Wait, this absolutely kills me. This reminds me of your friend who was getting pulled over, and he thought that the only reason he was getting pulled over is because the cop really liked his Jeep and wanted a picture with it.
Yeah, we got pulled over. He refused to pull over because he thought the cop was trying to take a picture of his car.
Because he really wanted it and he really liked it.
You know what I call that, Alex? Delusional.
What? Delulu.
Well, I mean, I don't know the guy's car, but, like, I'm sure it was nice. But, like, when it comes to, like, wanting to keep your stuff nice, taking up two spots is the way to do it. A BMW, like, people look at that and they automatically know you're doing well. They get pissed off and they start, like, doing whatever they can just to get back at you. And it's like, they don't even know me. If they knew me, I'd probably take care of them. They'd be my friend. But instead, they're just pissed and jealous.
I'm sure that you turn a lot of heads with your 2021 BMW 3 Series.
Oh, I can't tell you. I can't tell you the looks I get in that thing. Like, oh. That's a sweet car.
Is it? What is it?
Not you getting off on it.
I've done some aftermarket stuff. I mean, if you saw this car, like, you know I was doing well. And sometimes, you know, people just want to just, like, try to bring you down a rung.
But do you need that validation? Do you need people to know that you're doing well because you drive a BMW?
It's not just a BMW. It's the 3 Series. It's a 330i.
Okay, that's well. That sounds nice. That's so sick.
You're genuinely speaking in Chinese to me. I don't even know what.
All right, so you're the type of guy where you're going to take up two spots and inconvenience everyone else because you don't want your car getting dented. Okay, got it. You're that type of guy. I just wanted to clear that up.
Right.
Well, like if you look in the parking lot and you see a bunch of beaters, yeah, I'm taking up two spots.
Okay, so here's the thing that you don't realize: my car is small enough that if somebody does that and I have the opportunity to park next to them, I will, just for the sole purpose and the sole reason of you not wanting someone. Like, I'm trying to prove a point. So I remember in college, I drove a literal miniature Matchbox Toyota Yaris.
Sure.
So small. Could
stick.
Fit anywhere.
It was sick, wasn't
could
it?
Fit in, yeah, could fit in your pocket. And this guy with this huge truck took up two spots. And my car was small enough to fit in between. And now I'm on top of your car because you're an idiot. You know what I mean? So sometimes I think it actually backfires, if I'm being honest.
You know what? Save everyone the trouble, Alex, and just park further away instead of taking up two spots. That's all.
Well, I mean, if they had like a valet or something, I would do that. But like, come on.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you weighing in this morning on this topic.
All right. Well, I mean, if you guys ever get a nice car, you'll know where I'm coming from.
Right, of course.
Listen, I paid some good money. I have a brand new car. I still wouldn't take up two spots like a douche. I wouldn't do it. I'm just not that. It's not in me to do that type of thing.
Yeah, it must not be that nice of a car.
Okay, bye, Alex.
Oh dear. So I'm gonna.
I think we're gonna. you owe me lunch at Magnolia's on Park Ave.
Yeah. And just to reiterate, this is why I date women. Thank you so much.
If there's one thing we're going to do on the show, it's we're not going to reward bad behavior.
We never
do. We're not going to do it. We simply won't.
We never have. We never will.
And for a father and son duo in Pittsburgh, they're not going to get rewarded this morning because they are facing some pretty serious charges in connection with a long-running credit card scam that they've been running for many years. I mean, Talabat Hassan is 74, and his son, Miraz Khan, is 46. So this has been happening for quite some time. They are accused of opening 32 new credit cards under fake names and using them to pay utility bills and property taxes for three of their businesses that they run in Rochester.
Where do they find the time?
Truly. Truly. Prosecutors said the pair used real social security numbers to apply for these cards, but they used phony names and dates of birth. Many of the cards were charged for their maximum limit and were never paid off. So there's that.
Look at some of these names. Bill, yeah. Philip Phillips, Michael Mikes.
Right. The crimes allegedly took place between 2016 and 2022. Totaling roughly $163,000 in unpaid expenses. Hassan and Khan are, which sounds like a law firm, Hassan and Khan are charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit bank and wire fraud, aggressive identity theft, according to prosecutors. If convicted, both of them could face up to 30 years in prison with a fine of $1 million. Well, let's just say Hassan will probably end up dying there if they get fully convicted because he's 74.
Don't drop this soap.
That's so tough.
That's really tough.
Hassan and Khan going to jail.
You know,
sounds like Harold and Kumar take White Castle. So good stuff.
We're not going to reward bad behavior.
No, absolutely not.
We're just not going to do it.
Absolutely not.
Coming up on the show,
give them massive airtime and read the entire story.
Breezy brought something up this morning. She presented something that I thought was very interesting. If you give somebody, and I want to make sure I'm posing this correctly. Am I doing this right? If you propose to somebody with something that's used, like, I don't know, an engagement ring.
Yeah. I don't know what else you would propose to them with, but yes. If you
it could be a nice long stem rose.
If you propose with an engagement ring that's used, is that bad juju? And I think it also depends on used how. Used because a marriage failed and they're selling it on Facebook, or used because it's a family heirloom? We'll talk about it because I am not fully convinced of any of it.
And speaking of rings, get those purity rings on because we got chances for you to win tickets to go see the Joe Bros, aka Jonas Brothers, November 9th at KeyBank Center. We'll tell you when to call to win those coming up on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Girl, you are amazing just the way you are.
Thank you, I know. Thank you so much.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Guys, we got to ask the question. If you were to propose to the love of your life and you gave them a used engagement ring, how would that go over?
Okay, listen.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
It's
so
a little
much.
The diamond's a little cloudy.
Like, babe, I just got it on Facebook. That's, so,
yeah. Who's done this? I know we've had the conversation on this show multiple times about lab grown diamonds.
Yeah,
those are a lot less expensive than a regular diamond.
Right,
and then people passing down their engagement ring from their great 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 grandmother.
Right,
you know all the things.
Sure,
but
so. I don't think this will be very on brand for me to say, but like I've never really thought of my own engagement ring ever.
Yeah, right.
Which is weird, right? I'm such a princess. Why wouldn't I? But, you know.
I find it hard to believe, but anyways, go
I
ahead.
Do too. I also find it very hard to believe, but it's just, I don't know. It's just something that is a thing.
Have you thought about the dress?
No, I haven't thought about any of it.
Not your wedding at all?
Never once.
Got it.
Like, I don't have a secret Pinterest board. Like, I don't have all these plans in my head. Like, never, not once. So, with all my friends around me getting engaged and married and having babies, what?
It's what? Crazy that I have a Pinterest board.
Yeah! No, it really is. What's on there?
Just like what my wedding day would look like.
He has the little napkins with the Frenchie on it that he doesn't even have yet.
It's my
with love from Oscar.
It's my vision board.
Yeah, whatever. So, you know, with all my friends getting married, engaged, and babies, and blah, 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 I've had a lot of time to look around and see what I do and do not want.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine just got engaged, and the ring, or the diamond, I should say, that her now fiance used to propose to her,
sure,
was her mom's ex-marriage wedding ring.
You can go ahead and throw that in the trash.
Let me say that one more time. The diamond that she was proposed with was her mom's ex-wedding ring from a previous marriage before she
married her
came
dad.
Into the picture.
Yeah, before she married her dad.
Weird vibes.
I mean, that's bad luck altogether.
Weird vibes.
Why would you want that? It's bad juju.
And, like, I'm not even saying, like, oh, it's a 7-carat diamond and, like, of course, it's gorgeous and it would go to, like, it's very small and dainty. And that's, if that's what she wants, love it. But it's not like it's like this massive rock that, like, you would be stupid to not jump on. So I'm like, what? And then I just start thinking about, like, I was on Facebook the other day and, you know, I love staying on Facebook Marketplace. And this person was like, divorce, ring up for sale, $1,400. It's like,
$1,400, yeah. Well, how big is the carat on this ring?
The one I just talked about?
Yeah, 7?
Half.
I was going to say 7 carats. Yeah. It's half. What am half I talking? It's a boulder. So it's half a carat. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's nothing to really call home about. No offense.
You said it. You no, said it.
No offense. Like, but you don't need that.
You do need binoculars to see it.
You don't need that type of energy in your life,
no!
Okay? Not to mention something that dainty. Come on.
I believe in vibes, okay? I believe in vibes, and I believe that jujus can stay with you.
I do too. What if your grandpa passed down a car to you that's been in 22 different accidents? Do you really want to drive around that car?
No.
No, it's bad vibes.
So my mom just bought a ring. I don't know if it was like through a friend of a friend of a friend of like, it was a failed marriage. And I'm like, I just don't believe it. I just believe in vibes. You All know, right. is that weird for me to say? Because a logical person listening to this would think if it's like a cost effective and you're saving a buck, and why would you want to put money where you could be saving it and blah, 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 blah.
Listen, I'm all for saving money. Sometimes people have to cut a couple of corners. I get that. There's nothing wrong with that. I, too, had to live off chili and bread for years. However, 585-252-9800, would you accept a ring and give it to your fiance if that ring previously came from a failed marriage? Would you really want to pass that ring down? You know, I don't see why you would want to do
this. This person screaming on the text line, it's not about the ring!
Oh, you're so full of crap. For every woman, it's about the ring, and she would be embarrassed to show it off to her friends if it was half a carat. I'm just going to say it like it is because nobody else wants to say it. You know how many women have returned their engagement rings?
Or
so they can
upgrade?
Upgrade to a bigger one?
Or, like, they'll get a new one down the road, which, to me, I don't believe in because it's like, like, my mom has a new engagement ring or whatever. Her OG ring, I don't even think she still wears it anymore. It's like, I would rather do it right and get the right thing first shot than in 20 years be like, I have no idea where that one ring went. Like,
how about this? We got a text coming in from a gentleman that said, how about this? Take that ring with the bad vibes, trade it in, and use the money to purchase a new ring.
Perfect.
Do that.
I mean, you're not going to get much for half a carat.
Well, I don't know. Well, that's whatever. That doesn't matter. But take that money and just use it towards a new ring. Trade it in.
So I'm on the phone with my mom last night. And I told her this. And she was like, oh my God, it doesn't matter. I'm like, because she bought the ring on Facebook or wherever she bought it, right? For herself.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, great.
She's like, it's a great investment. Like, it's a great investment. I'm like, okay,
whatever. Why is it a great investment?
Because it's like a $7,000 ring that she got for like $300 or $3,000 or something.
My ex-girlfriend's mother
yeah.
got married back in the 70s. Okay. She traded in her dainty little ring because back then, according to her, it wasn't about the ring. It was about, you know, and I get that. Listen, back then, all of her parents were kind of, in a sense, they were struggling. They all got married in their early 20s. They're just trying to, you know.
Yeah. They're trying to
live the American dream.
Yeah.
So 35 years later, she takes the ring, doesn't tell her husband, trades it in, gets a bigger one. That to me is like, I would be hurt. Only yeah. because you've had the ring for 30-something years. Why not at this point?
That's just what
hold,
I'm saying.
Just hold on to it at this like, point.
I just, again, I believe in vibes. Okay, this person says, family ring passed down, yes. A failed marriage family?
Ring, right.
Or a failed family marriage, whatever. No. Use another person, use from another person, okay. But the family... failed marriage? Absolutely not. This person said, I saved one of my rings from a previous boyfriend mm-hmm. and used it as a trade-in to buy my wedding rings with my present partner. Saved myself $850. That's amazing. See, that's where the line gets a little blurry because like when you break up with somebody, you want to like throw away all the gifts they ever got you because you're like, I just want to get rid of it. But you could be saving yourself nearly a grand.
There are a lot of women that I've heard stories from that
will throw it into the ocean.
That didn't go through with the wedding. So they broke off the engagement, but they gave the ring back. And there are some that was like, no, it was a gift. I'm keeping it. Is that wrong for a woman to do that? To keep the ring and not give it back?
I mean, we just talked about the Kim Kardashian of it all last week and how
She paid for most of that ring.
She paid for most of that
ring. So that makes sense. She should keep it.
But she gave it back to him because he was like, that's my ring. She's like, you literally put down the taxes towards it.
But honestly, she can swing it.
Yeah.
she can have one friend every finger.
It's an interesting question because it is a gift, but it was a gift for a hand in marriage and you're no longer getting married. It's not like it was a Christmas gift. And you can just like revert Christmas backwards.
You know, I mean? But if this ring came from Grammy and Grampy's failed marriage, you want a clean slate. You want a fresh start. So why reuse it? You know, if you have the ability to take the ring and trade it in, I would totally do that.
So I wear this necklace every single day. I never take it off. And it's my grandma's engagement ring from like the actual stone right here.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's your grandma's engagement ring?
This is my grandma's engagement ring. My grandpa passed away when I was in high school.
Right.
And she had this made into a necklace for me when I turned 18. And I never take this off. And it's like a family heirloom. And like all my cousins are jealous of me, obviously.
You cannot get rid of that.
Never. And like, you know, there was like one small thought in my head. And I was like, what if I took this and like made it into a ring? But I was like, this is so special to me that I like would never do that.
That's something you can consider giving to your girlfriend. Turn it into an engagement ring.
No.
By the way, how big is that?
I don't know.
Let me see.
Not us going to Dubai jewelry after the show.
Let me see that.
Maybe like two. I don't know.
That is not 2 carats, Breezy.
Really?
No. They can't be.
Well, there's a little diamond on the side too.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's cute.
No, we're going to Dubai jewelry after the show. Getting it appraised.
Can you imagine if a woman was so excited to show all of her friends at dinner her new engagement ring and the response they got was, it's cute.
It's so cute. Let me get my binoculars out.
Oh, no. 98 PXY.